Let's open our Bibles tonight to the book of Daniel, please. Book of Daniel, chapter 10. Title of our message tonight, our short little message, is there's a fair bit of scripture. I want you to stay in the book of Daniel. Fair bit of scripture to read, and I'm just going to comment a little bit, you see. And it's in Daniel chapter 10, but the title of the message is this devotional, amen? Devotional, encouragement for us. Does God hear us? Hey, does God hear us?
Yes.
All right. How strong are we in that though? Let's find out. Anyhow, Daniel chapter 10, verses 4 to 12 I'm going to read. Seems like 4 to 12, it's only a couple of verses, but it's a fair bit of reading. So starting in verse 4, it says, in the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hedekel, then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Upaz. His body also was like a beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in colour to polished brass, and the voice of his words were like the voice of a multitude. Hey, imagine if that happened to you. You'd be like, ooh, what's going on here? Anyhow, verse 7. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. He had mates there with him. They never saw it, all right? And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them. So something was affecting them, all right? A great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. They ran away. Therefore, I was left alone and saw this great... Good to have mates, eh? Good to have mates. But anyhow, therefore I was left alone and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me unto corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face towards the ground. So he's out to it on the ground, you see. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. Got him up on his hands and knees, all right? And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly loved, beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, listen to this now, verse 12, then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand, and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Let's pray and ask the Lord to help us get encouragement out of this for us at Coast Lawn Baptist Church in this very, very long day away from where Daniel was, all right? Thank you, Lord, for your word, and thank you, Lord, for the encouragement that we get from that word, Lord, and as we come into the closing of the church age, and Daniel was way, way back there, Lord. We're coming into the days that Daniel was talking about and prophesying about, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you help us to understand and get encouragement from the examples of Daniel and his friends, Lord. And help us, Lord, help us to be like Daniel and like his friends, Lord, as we determine in our hearts, Lord, to obey you, serve you, and walk with you, and wait patiently, Lord, for your answers to our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Bible reveals to us that no matter how difficult the situation he confronted, Daniel walked by faith. As young captives in a heathen land, we are told in Daniel 1:8 that Daniel and his three companions, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, literally risked their own lives by determining in their hearts to obey God and refused to defile himself with the heathen king's wine and meat. Now, understand that these fellows were just Jews that had been taken to Babylon, and they were being polished up for service to the king, you see. So the king could chop their head off at any minute, but they had to obey the king. But it says here, well, what I just said, Daniel 1:8, Daniel and his three companions, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, literally risked their own lives by determining in their hearts to obey God and not the government, and refused to defile themselves with the heathen king's wine and meat. In Daniel 1:8, we read that Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now, the king, as I said, they were polishing these fellows up. So they're feeding them and giving them all the best of, you know, everything that they could give them to get them all healthy and strong to serve the king. All right? Although the prince of the eunuchs feared for his own head, he was the one that was supposed to make sure these fellows ate and drank only what the king said, all right? And Daniel and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego said, we're not going to do that. Although the prince of the eunuchs feared for his own head, he relented, and we read in verse 14 and 15, he relented from forcing them to eat the meat and drink the wine that the king provided. He consented to them in this matter and proved them 10 days. He checked them for 10 days, and at the end of 10 days, their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. So they looked better than the blokes that were getting fed on all the great food of the kingdom, you see. We're all familiar with this with the historic account from the book of Daniel, how that Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, at the threat of death in the fiery furnace, refused to bow down before King Nebuchadnezzar's golden image. They fearlessly told the king in Daniel 3, 17 and 18, now you're in the book of Daniel, stay in there, and if you want to look you can, but otherwise you can just listen as we go along. They fearlessly told the king in Daniel 3, verses 17 and 18, listen what they said, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. He said, you've got to bow down and worship this image when you hear all the musical instruments playing, you see. They said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us. He said, I'll chuck you in the furnace then, if you don't do what I tell you to do. They said, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, listen, but if not, if he doesn't rescue us, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. So, whether God rescues us or doesn't, we're not going to serve your God. We're not going to bow down before your God. Hey, big example for us. Whether God answers our prayers or he doesn't, let's just go on serving him. Amen?
Amen.
That's what he wants us to do. Whether he blesses us or he doesn't bless us, whether he rescues us or he doesn't rescue us, let's not bow down and worship the gods of this world, but continue to serve our God. Amen? Daniel chapter 3 verses 23 to 27 tell us about what happened when the three lads were cast into the furnace. Verse 23 says, and these three men, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, they got chucked in the furnace, remember? Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego fell down into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Verse 24, then Nebuchadnezzar, he's watching all this, Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake, and said to his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Amen. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, he shouted out to them, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, he's got fear now, he's scared. He said, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth, come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire, and the princes, governors and captains and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose body the fire had no power, nor was an hair of the head singed. Neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. It was like they had never been near a fire. Now let me say something. We read this and it just goes over our head. Wow, what a great story. We're talking about God. We're talking about our God. Not Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego and Daniel's God. We're talking about our God. Amen? It's the same God who was there looking after this one like a son of man walking in the fire with these three blokes. There's four blokes in there. Right? Jesus revealed himself. He revealed himself. Right? And Nebuchadnezzar got totally scared out of his wits. But that's not just a fairy tale. These things, people, you know, Christians have been Christians for years. we read this stuff and it just goes over our head and we don't get the enormity of it. That's our God. That's the God we serve. Amen? Years later, despite the king's great regard for Daniel, the king loved Daniel, eh? But because he had been coerced, the king had been coerced into passing a decree by Daniel's enemies, Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. Remember the story? Daniel's time of prayer and his faithfulness to God were more important to him than obeying a heathen king's decree, a decree that would require him to disobey God. That's the trick. That's the trick in all of this. We have to walk in obedience to God. We have to trust God and we have to walk in obedience to him. That's the example of these people. Now, we think we can, maybe we can just muck about a bit. We blow it. We have to faithfully walk with God. Amen. In Daniel chapter 6, we read about how the king came early in the morning to the lion's den, hoping against hope that this God that Daniel continually boasted about had somehow preserved him. He knew about Daniel's God. He never got saved by Daniel's God, but he knew about Daniel's God because Daniel had told him the same thing that Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego had told that other king. We will not bow down to your God. We will serve our God. Our God will protect us. Daniel 6:20 and verse 23 tell us, when he came to the lion's den, the king cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. He was worried, you see. And the king spake and said unto Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me, forasmuch as before him innocency was found in me. Daniel had no sin in his life, you see. And also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. He had done nothing to offend the king. The king had been tricked into doing this to Daniel through his evil ministers in the government, you see. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den and no manner of hurt was found upon him. Listen, why? Because he believed in his God. God used these trials to accomplish his will in the lives of Daniel and his three friends. These events were the means by which God encouraged and strengthened them and whereby he revealed his eventual dealings with Israel. In verse 12 of Daniel chapter 10, our opening scripture tonight, the angel of the Lord assured Daniel, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard. In spite of the delay in revealing answers, the Lord had heard Daniel's prayer from the first day he began to pray. He knew what he was going to pray before he even prayed. Amen. In Daniel 9:3, we are informed that by reading the inspired words of the prophet Jeremiah, Daniel was able to discover that Israel's captivity was 70 years and that their return to Israel would soon take place. He knew from reading the book of Jeremiah that, hey, God has said it's 70 years and we're at now 69 years. We're going to be released soon. He believed the word of God, you see. Today we have the privilege of possessing not only the book of Jeremiah, the prophet, but the complete divinely inspired preserved word of God. We've got it all. Amen. Everything that we need to serve God and to live lives that please him and serve us to the best intention is in the word of God for us. Though through diligent study we can find all that God would have us to know concerning the past, present and the future. Amen. We know what's coming down the track if you read scripture. Christians who find themselves in seemingly impossible situations will find God's answers to their difficulties in the scriptures. The witness of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego encourages us that God does hear us as we pray. And regardless of how long we have to wait for God to respond, he will give us the determination we require in order to forsake the world and its deceitful pleasures and to walk obediently with him. And he will also help us in our resolve to faithfully trust what he reveals to us in the scriptures. As we read the word of God and the Holy Spirit speaks to us, hey, God's word has a voice. He speaks to us through his word, amen. Then we can have faith that what we hear coming from God's word, it will be done by God. With Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego as our example, let us continue to testify that our trust is in the Lord our God. And even if we see no tangible results, even if we see no results, amen? Oh, this is not working. There isn't such a thing as God. Hang on. Even if we see no tangible results, let us determine that we too, like them, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, will not serve the gods of the heathen, nor obey any decree that dictates that we are to forsake our God. And this thing about the homosexual thing is an example of where things might go. We need to trust God. Be wise. Don't be stupid. Alright? Don't go out looking for trouble. Be wise. But do what we're called to do. Testify of our God. And expect God will bless us. God will bless us. Even if we don't recognize it, we will be blessed. Amen? Amen. Let's close in prayer, right?